League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the regular podcast. This is a regular release for the Jenner Banter podcast. Today is Monday, the 5th of July. We've already recorded a podcast this morning with Aaron McCann as part of our six-part SummerSlam that we're going to release probably next week. I'd say we'll get a lot knocked out this week.
Yep.
And we'll get that released on the Patreon, and we will put out chunks on the regular platforms to be like, guys, check out the full version over on Patreon. It's just the way business is done. It's called advertising. You know, Patreons get more stuff. That's the way it goes. We have, by the way, dying of a hangover. So we'll get used to that. I've got new glasses. Bestie McD is real. Asshole. Our podcast sponsors, as usual, beer52.com, have finally pulled through and sent me some goddamn beer. After me promoting it for week upon week upon week, they finally sent me out a box and I received my 8 beers and my 2 snacks and my magazine, which is like, who's reading that, nerd? You know?
Hoppy, double-hopped fucking IPA. Is it?
Very loud car in the background. Yeah, and they sponsor the podcast, which means the listeners of this podcast get a bit of a deal, which is when you enter the code BANTER, you get your first box free. You pay for the delivery, which is $5.95, and then you get the box free to your house for nothing for the first month. And they curate the beers for whatever time of year it is. They've got these balmy summer evening beers. Had a couple the other day. Fucking bombed right up, I was. Well, balmy. No, we had a fun time sharing them, tasting them. Raspberry stout? No. Straight up no. But the rest of them were very tasty.
Ubami.
Ubami, that's good. That's good. Earning your keep this week with the puns. Yeah, so beer52.com/ or enter the code BANTER to get the first box free. Our second sponsor, the OG Manscaped.com. All the products are over there. I forgot to set them on the table. You know the crack. The world's at the forefront of ball shaving technology. Manscaped.com. They got the tools for your family jewels. It's not very many products are specifically designed for dudes. You know, because guys are like running around borrowing their, you know, their wife's fucking, you know, Gillette Venus. Taken into their tent like there's no tomorrow. And that causes, you know, arguments. But now they've got their own designated thing. Manscaped.com. They've got the weed whacker. It goes up your nose. You can shave your nose, your nostrils when you hit a certain age. They've got the ball toner. Keep the surface of the nut taut. They got ball deodorant, you know, because it is balmy summer evenings. And, you know, you're running around with that slippery, disgusting sack. And you got to make it taste better. And that's it. And what's the code for that? GenBant1.
Yeah.
You go on there, you get 20% off. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You shave 20% of the pubes away, the dick's 20% longer. And you get 20% off with GenBant1. Manscaped.com, guys. Get after it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get in this podcast, will we? For fuck's sake.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
I'm just going to play this because it's open.
Just shorted my weed. I was trying to get all buzz. This nigga gave me seeds.
I just skimmed a basketball player named Abdul Kareem. Popped the nigga outside the Walmart and fleed the scene.
I'm finna do donuts in a scat Krispy Kreme. I just skimmed a nigga who sell donuts at Krispy Kreme. I'm finna
respond. Alright, so I just thought of a play that because someone sent me it. Just a weird place to start.
Nice.
Now, if I was in a full blown head on car crash collision and was in a coma for 2 years and woke up, I could still rap better than that. That was not good. But I think that's the point. I also have that hoodie he's wearing, and I have it in orange, and I look like a fucking Teletubby. Anyway, we move on. Today's podcast is sponsored by liver sclerosis. We had our limelight. Am I gonna go over the same subjects that I did in the last podcast? Yeah. I think I can go in a bit. I can go in a bit deeper, can't I?
Yep.
I can go in a bit deeper. The gigs have been back fast and furious this week. You've been on the night shift every night.
Every night.
Niall's been out fucking running around like he's the paparazzi.
And then night shift in the edit.
Would you go straight home sometimes and go get into it?
I'd save it. I'd transfer it.
Yeah.
For ease of mind. Like every responsible...
Shredder
should.
Would you be up panicking, man? I hope there's no magnetic fields. Melt these cards or something.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But yeah, we've been back at it. There was literally like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was there 5 gigs there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I think there was like 5 gigs in quick succession. Out every night, man. Just fucking doing comedy, shooting some shit. Some really cool stuff has come out the arse end of it. But yeah, we had limelight last night. The lads had a couple of pints. You know, staff do. Me and Niall drinking 72 Peronis.
Yep.
They pull out the big guns when I'm in town, you know. Some other assholes doing a gig there. They're like, yeah, do you want some beer up? And they bring them Corona Tenants. Like, Guinness is on the bill. Get them the Peronis. You know, and we definitely... There's something about like, when those 24 crates have the 6 smaller ones in it.
Yeah.
Of 4?
Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh, I'm just having a couple of beers. You know, they mentally break it up for you and you're able to just chip away at it. And all of a sudden you're like, I've had 24 beers.
Yeah.
I'm fucking smashed, man. I was pretty... how steaming were you when we finally got back to that hotel?
I was ready for bed.
I mean, I was fucking... It was a warm evening. I was slightly burnt out. And we talked mad shit. And when that guy came to the door and he's like, what number's your door? I felt like going, just... Let me in the fucking... I can't remember the fucking room number.
Oh, yeah.
Let me in, man. I don't like hotel. We suppose you have to do it in Belfast because it's full of scumbags. You can't just leave the door open all night. People just stumbling on in. I mean, how many times does that happen? Where, like, someone just goes up and is like, can I get in? And they're like, what's your room number? And they're like, 6-12-5. And they're like, we don't have that number. Oh, fuck. I actually remember being with a guy and... I wasn't with a guy. I bumped into him in the street and he was trying to like blag his way into the Europa. You know him. I'll tell you his name after. And he went up to the dude in the Europa. And I was staying there. And he was like, oh, I'm just looking to get out of the old fucking, whatever the fuck it was, you know, residence bar. And like, what's your room number? And he said like 819. And the guy's like, don't go up to 819. Fuck off. And I just glided past him. See laters, bro. Kick rocks. Didn't make any argument for him.
Oh.
But I think at that time of night, you have to go home. Like when you're trying to blag your way into a hotel residence bar.
Yeah.
It's time to fucking knock it on the head.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I envy the people that can take themselves to bed of their own accord. You know, there's plenty of those people who are like, no, do you know what? I can make the decision in the moment that nothing fun is going to happen beyond this point. Any more drink is not going to have any extra effect on me. Let me call it a day. It's not me, like.
Yeah, it's not me.
That's not me. But, like, Dutch Frank, for example, is like, man, I'm tired and I've had enough beers and I've had a laugh. I'm going to bed and it's 10 o'clock. And I'm, like, absolute fucking FOMO.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let's open this bug fast now that the sun has come up because you never know. You never know what might happen. But, yeah, last night, ready for bed.
Yeah.
Because we were working, you know what I mean? We had after work drinks. Fucking, it's just like, that's, you know, when you see people in town, you see some fella like at a bus stop rocking about. You're like, man, he's had a few. You're like, no, the guy, he's knackered. The tiredness got him. Just fucking swaying about. Give her chips. Give her for chips, please.
20 deck.
20 deck and nugs. yeah, We ended up in McDonald's at 2 in the morning and we heard a 20 box of nuggets referred to as a 20 deck.
20 deck?
Gives you a fucking score of nuggets. And I can't remember the last time I had a nugget, but fuck me, not great.
How many do you think you could eat in one go?
I don't know.
Like, do you think you could... Eat 40?
I mean, yeah, I think I could if it was part of a challenge.
Yeah. I'd love to try it.
Sure, McCann apparently has a video where he had 100 when he was in school.
Holy fuck.
Or it might have been 50 or something like that. And he boked everywhere. Jeez. As you well should.
Yeah.
But it's a weird cardboardy fucking animal feed smell to it.
Yeah.
I don't really like it. But not now that the Chicken Select exists.
Yeah.
But it's a great chat, by the way. But if you got me in the right, you know, if you were like, if you'd done a bit of day drinking and you weren't fully pished, but you were starting to get hungry, if you hit me at about that point, I could probably eat fucking 40 of them.
Yeah, and you were at the gym.
You were like, before. You've been swimming, you know, and you're like really, you've been in the sea and you've got that sea hunger.
50.
60. 60. 60. 320 decks. 320 deck, 20 decks of nuggets. By the way, if it was getting in, it was making those sort of numbers, I would need major sauce.
Yeah.
The sauce gods would have to deliver. I'd be like, fucking every different flavor. Sriracha. Say no more. I bought a fucking 4 liter of sriracha for the house the other day. It looked like a fucking thing. You remember when Baywatch used to jump in the sea with the thing floating behind him? It's that with a green lid on it. Liters of Asian ketchup. Love it. Everyone's hungover today. We've already done a podcast, so we are scraping the barrel. That's the name of the podcast today, Scraping the Barrel. What other gigs did I do this week? We did the Pugs gig, which was, a charity gig. And then when I arrived there, Dave handed me some pay for the gig. And I just took it. Because he did it in such a shifty way that I wasn't going to like leave him holding money out. And me go, what is this for? The gig or so? So I went, oh, cheers. What is this for? But now that I knew it was a charity gig, which I only found out on the night, I feel like I might have to give it back. I freaked out. It was for Aware NI. And that was a good gig too. Probably the best gig of the week, to be honest, as far as my performance went, which is heartbreaking because it was someone else's gig. I wasted the rounds on a different... Unbelievable. And here's what I noticed. People are getting, and the guy from Lavery's told me this, people are getting to see drinks menus now instead of just going to the bar and going, oh, I drink white wine and then when I'm hammered I have a gin.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, people are getting to scroll through options and they're going, man, it'd be some crack if we had a fucking creme de menthe.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Let's have a chalk pop, like we're 14.
Yeah.
And this guy, all the wait staff were walking about like with these fucking trays of shit and it was stuff I hadn't seen in years. You know, guys having chalk pops, aftershocks, you know, fucking all sorts of bizarre shit. Fireball. That's literally that's the last time I vomited drinking. That's what I was drinking.
Fireball.
Fireball.
And apple juice. You ever try that?
What, when you need your stomach pumped? Have you had that?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
It's odd. But it's drinkable.
What's it supposed to taste like? Like apple and like apple pie on crack?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
No, I drank a pile of it at a gig in Oma probably 3 years ago. And you know when you tell yourself, like, it wasn't the drink got me. Even though it had about 50 pints of Heverly and then loads of fireballs and then probably whiskey in a residence bar where a man who apparently was a policeman kicked off and slapped someone. And then he got kicked out and everyone was like, man, or he was a guard. They're like, man, that guy's a guard down south. And I went, sacked. But yeah, I drank all night and then went to my room and was like, I'm a bit peckish. And for some reason, we had like, you know what Maureen's like? She goes everywhere with everything. You know, you could do anything to yourself away on a day, on an excursion. And Maureen would have something, you know, like, you're like, oh shit, I burnt myself. Because we're trying to have a barbecue on the beach. And she's like, don't worry, I bought a full aloe vera plant. Just in case someone might. But she had all this these wee snacks and all packed. And I had a golden veg cup of soup at about 4 in the morning after waves and waves of alcohol. And of course, boked. Of course. And sure enough, the next day I was like, never again will I go near a cup of soup. I'm telling you, these golden veg cup of soups creep up on you. You know, you have one of them and fucking next minute you're fucking boking all over the shop. But that was a bad one because I am not a subtle boker. I'm a fucking I really go for it. Slipknot style. Woke up, fucking bloodshot eye and everything. Which I didn't notice till like 4 PM. I was like, man, I'm fucking roughing. And then eventually within the toilet, I was like, oh, check that out. Bleeding out my eyeball. But anyway, good gigs this week. We released some merch. People were buying that. Then we went for our fucking mafia style dinner with Aaron McCann down in Oma. Which was another experience. Me and Maureen had an argument about like who was going to drink. He's like, who wants to drink tonight? And I'm like, me. Obviously. You know, my friend is leaving for England. This is his leaving day. I'll drink. If you drink, it's like you're just on a date and I'm just sitting there. Mental. So, yeah, she made me feel bad about that for a while. But, yeah, we did all that shit. We already talked about it on our other podcast. So what we'll do is we will slide into some real hard-hitting topics. Our man Cosby is back on the prowl. And I actually haven't read up much about it. Cosby. Did you hear anything about it?
Nope.
Because I don't know what the crack is. It's because there's different types of court cases. What Bill Cosby's release means for Harvey Weinstein? Jesus. Let me see Bill Cosby defends TV wife Felicia Rashad. On-screen wife at the center of controversy after tweeting her support for him when his sexual assault conviction was overturned. You see, I don't know what the actual details of it were because is it one of those weird things where there's like a civil trial and then another thing and they're like different? Look at this amateur fucking law student here. And one of them is just like a damages thing where you just go like, did you do it? Aye, sure, but sure, you've paid them all. And you pay money and they just let you go. But watch the moment Bill Cosby leaves prison. Is there noise or what's the crack? After a sentence was overturned earlier in the day. I mean, the man's knackered, like. Oh, they're, like, cheering. It's probably his kids or something. Old. He appeared at a press conference afterward, but did not speak.
What we saw today was justice. Justice for all Americans. Mr. Cosby's conviction being overturned is for the world.
The world of what? Date rapes. It's weird because, you know, I always think like things in life like that are strange. You know, like some fucking evil dictator, you know, and then they bring them down. You know, like fucking, what do you call the guy? Gaddafi, was it? You know, and then they get him and then they just stick a knife up his asshole and you see, you're like, oh, it's just an old man that they're tearing apart in the street here, even though he's responsible for lots and lots of deaths. But when you see it at that level, you're just like, ugh. That, I don't know if that was rewarding as I thought it was going to be. You know, you're like, well, at this point, they're just stabbing an 80-year-old man in the anus. And then Cosby, too, you're like, you got this weird thing of like, fuck, you start thinking about like, imagine you were like that age and just the end of your life was spent in prison. You know, you start to be a wee bit like, oh, he's just a wee old man. And then you're like, but then, you know, he is putting up numbers in the rape game.
Yeah.
And then his, you know, one of the things he was saying, he was just like, you know, back in the day, he wasn't going like, we weren't date raping these women. It was just that everybody was taking a pile of drugs. And it just so happened to date rape fall in the juice. worst impression of all time. But yeah, that's what his excuse or his thing was. He was like, listen, a bit of coke here, a bit of whatever, something falls in your drink. Fucking he gives a shit, man. Drugs flying around everywhere. And I, you know, like, there have been other people, or even that term, you know, like, slipping someone a Mickey, all that shit, which Mickey uses about himself also. But it was a lot more common. In fact, that was a lot cuter way to put it than you date raped someone. But then date rape doesn't really, you know, you basically spiking someone and making them dead sleepy. So creepy. isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
you
weird because, like, you know, he was very famous.
Yeah.
Like, surely
he could just
get a pick.
And he's hot too.
He's a dashing young man.
He's a stud, like.
Yeah.
Show me, dude. It's just. But even when you see people like that, even like Epstein and fucking all these ones that are creepy, you're like, it wanders into somewhere else where it's not just sexual.
Yeah, it's just because being a creep.
But yeah, because you know, if you were fucking really loaded and you didn't give a shit and you were just all about the banging, and you just get a bunch of fucking high end Russian prostitutes, have a field day. You know what I mean? They're happy at their work. You know, you get to bust a load of nuts, but there's something it wanders into, like. You know, like even Epstein, it's like fucking, could you not have just paid some goddamn hookers that were like fucking, that looked like they were 18, but they were actually 25?
Yeah.
And just getting out, he's like, no, they must actually be real teenagers who don't want to have sex with me, and then it makes me feel better. I was watching, you should watch, I'm literally losing my voice, I've talked that much shit. I was watching that Ghislaine Maxwell documentary. Have you heard about that? The Shadow of Epstein or something?
No.
Dodgy bitch. She is crazy. I mean, like, talk about a fucking, like, codependent circle of fucking, like, just debauchery. Because they were saying whenever she was growing up, like, her dad, Robert Maxwell. I love how I start talking about all these conspiracy fucking underworld things with... literally just sentences that I've picked up from watching the fucking documentary with the baby rolling about the floor.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Her dad was a notorious dodgy bastard too and had links to fucking Mossad and CIAs and fucking all sorts of shit and billionaire and fucked people over, stole money. Everyone fucking hated him. His family thought he was a cunt. Real intimidating, just nasty, powerful bastard. And they were saying that, like, in that family setup, she was the one that could sort of navigate him the best. She could, like... you know, get on his good side or fucking, you know, which again is probably a way of like coping with abuse. You know, like you're so scared at how intimidating this guy is and how violent he is or how nasty he is in the family that you learn to fucking go with the flow with him and fucking get on his side and whatever. And then as she got older, she became like his right-hand lady, you know? Not his wife. He would go to like social events with the daughter. Not in a fucking, you know, I'm banging my daughter way, but just in a like, you know, I'm stepping out with my, this is my daughter. We're at an event. We're at a social event. This is my daughter, Ghislaine. And she was like the sort of the right-hand man or lady to the dad who was, you know, a bit of a shifty bastard. And then, of course, you know, damn girl, he meets his end mysteriously, you know.
Billionaire Robert Maxwell has been found dead in the water beside his yacht.
And they're like, did he have a heart attack? Was he poisoned? Was he kicked in? And then, of course, you know, she arrives on the scene and they go on the boat and she prepares a statement for the press and everything. And apparently she was seen, like, shredding documents and stuff on the boat. So they were thinking, like, you know... He had sort of let slip all the dirty secrets to the daughter. You know, if anything ever happens to me or if I die or if I, you know, I want you to fucking have this or, you know, take care of business, but maybe didn't tell the rest of the family. Because the sons and all, as far as I know, didn't get any inheritance or any of that sort of weird shit. But so that was kind of dodgy. Now, that whole lifetime of that, they were like, it was almost like when she met Epstein, it was like the perfect fucking... thing. And it was weird how like predatory she was
to find a guy that was kind of like her dad, that she could then basically use him for his riches. But then he used her for like her social status, and then he could get access to all these things. And there was just this weird seedy codependence where like she was like, I'm going to fucking hunt this guy down because he's loaded. And then I'm going to be able to please him the way I used to like please my dad by doing anything he wanted. And in that case, it's fucking, you know, hang about outside schools trying to fucking trick wee girls to get in the car. And I was just like, this is the most, could you, like, the effort it would take. And it was so weird, like, the fact that she would, and it was obviously, you know, some sort of traumatic hangover from her childhood where it was literally like, oh yeah, I'll do anything to, you know, please my man. I'll present to him these young girls, and I'll even get involved in the bedroom with them just to be like, aren't I the best? Am I your girlfriend now, Jeffrey? Ugh. So fucked up, like, so fucked up. It was just, oh my God, so bizarre. Al Epstein as well. But yeah, interesting old documentary, I will say.
Yeah.
But it's weird just that combo of personalities, how they bounce off each other. Like,
yeah.
Like she was so used to, you know, being like daddy's little girl. Now she's just like daddy's little girl with Epstein. He's got the millions. She's got the fucking, or he gets access to all these parties and whatnot. And it's just weird that every photo is like, oh, there's Clinton, there's Trump in the background.
Bill Gates.
Yeah. He was laying down a couple of jabs back in the day too. But then there's all sorts of conspiracies that were saying like, you know, Epstein is like one of those guys where he was used by certain people to, you were just blackmailing people. You were like, come on out for a lunch, take a cocktail. You have a cocktail, have another one. Oh, you're half pished now. Shall we see if there's any ladies around here? Oh, fuck, there's two 15-year-olds. She's very keen. I'm paying her a lot of money. Next minute, Clinton's fucking busting nuts on a 15-year-old. And they're like, now we do have that on camera, so we'd like you to donate some money to our fund. And he's like, okay. Fucked up, man. How do you sleep at night? Well, in prison. That's where she sleeps now, like, but Jesus Christ. So dodgy, and speaks multiple languages and has loads of passports and all sorts of fucked up shit. Dodgy. That's what happens. That's what happens when you're in those circles, man. But I dare say she's a right little firecracker in the sheets. Ghislaine. Truth bomb or what? Just an absolute cock vampire. Anyway, we'll edit that out. Fucking hell. Place is falling apart. We had the controversy with this girl smoking weed. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
They had that runner. I forget her name. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What the fuck was her name? Sprinter. Sprinter Van.
Oh, yeah.
Your ears fucking stick up. Sha'Carri Richardson, banned from Tokyo Olympics. I mean, I think I seen James Smith put a thing up, and I didn't read the whole thing because he wrote a fucking novel underneath it, but it was like, you know, everyone was giving shit to the trans person who was in the weightlifting, and they were like, that person didn't break any rules. It's just that a lot of people disagree with the fact that someone like that can compete alongside, you know, cisgendered women, if that's even the term. But no rules were being broken.
Yeah.
Other than it's a fella, but gotta be sick. She's, you know, everyone's cracking up being this is fucking, you know, a disgrace that she's been kicked out of the Olympics because she smoked a joint. And you're like, but that is breaking the rules. Do I think that people should be kicked out of anything for smoking weed? Not really, because who gives a flying fuck? I don't think fucking two joints is going to make you run any faster, like.
No.
Might run faster to the shop for a load of fucking buenos.
Yeah. I know, I think it's a bit fucking...
But one of the old
the old rules of the athletics is you kind of got to be clean.
Yeah.
And people do get caught for doping and stuff frequently. So they're obviously testing for everything. If you're not, if you're supposed to be clean of any drugs, what can you do? Like, it's harsh that it, but sort of that is the rules. Like, I don't know, but
yeah. Yeah, it is the rules.
If that's the current rules, as stupid as they are.
Yeah, you should just follow them.
Yeah. Unless everybody just gets, just hits the fucking bong and then they're like,
yeah,
what can you do now? We're all fucking out of our minds.
Like, but it is obviously so stupid.
It's so dumb.
It's not performance enhancing in any way, but it's just a rule.
Like, it might be performance enhancing as in
recovery or something.
Or nerves pre-event.
Yeah.
But if it works for you, some people might be paranoid as fuck. But it's, as it is right now, you're kind of breaking the rules.
Yeah.
So you gotta get out the fuck. Although she seems charismatic, she seems fun. It might be the best thing that ever happened to her. You know, she does Ellen, she does fucking some other shit.
Yeah.
Next minute she got a TV show. I mean, what the fuck do you get in the Olympics? Nothing.
How they,
you win a tenner?
Did you see them being like, how are they gonna keep skateboarding in the Olympics if you can't smoke weed?
Yeah, exactly. And all the screenshots of people being outraged were all NBA players, like, this is some bullshit. And you're like, you're allowed to smoke weed?
Yeah.
Every single one of them's out of their fucking mind. UFC have sort of legalized it too. I think their only stipulation is you can't test above a certain level on the day, i.e. you can't be actually high when you're fighting because they fine you. But I think Nate Diaz just pays the fine. I'm smoking weed today. You can take your fucking 25 grand, eat my ass. Who knows? Fair enough if you can function on it. If I smoked the fucking, smoked the joint and they were like, Colin, you want to get dressed there? You've got this 100 meters to run here. I'd be like, I can't remember what year it is. I'm not running anywhere. I touch my face. I can't feel my face or my hand. I feel like I put my hand through my face. What's going on? But she said she was like grieving, wasn't it? Someone died, like her mum died or something. And she was like, listen. Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr. added, this is bullshit, to be honest. Yeah, so I think someone close to her died and she was like, listen, man, let me fucking blaze it up for 2 seconds. Hot though. Fully ripped. But that's mad. But yeah, because, you know, they were comparing all these things. They're like, you know, how come this girl gets cancelled for smoke or gets kicked out for smoking weed? And then this other trans fucking girl who didn't even bother shaving her armpits can enter the weightlifting. I tried to do a joke about it last night where I was like, I don't know what it would take for me to give a fuck about women's weightlifting. And I think I said that you could have 3 midgets in a trench coat doing the clean and jerk. I still wouldn't fucking watch it. In fact, you know, there are sports that people like that they don't even fucking, they can't bring themselves to watch the women's version of it. Although I would watch women's rugby. I don't know why they don't show it back to back. Six Nations and all that shit.
Yeah.
But football, for some, you know, people will be like, oh, fucking football's coming home. You know, England women's playing after this match. And they're like, yeah, I am actually going home. I'm going home. It's boring. Not watching that shit. But that's the way it is, man. It's fucking, it's a harsh world. Place falling apart. Do you know Britney Spears shit?
I watched that documentary.
But have you heard the latest update? After that documentary, there was something came out and they were like, okay, Jamie Spears is, you know, being kicked out of that fucking role as, what's it called?
Her old boy.
What's the contributor? What's it called? Conservator?
Yeah.
Never heard that word in my life. But then it turns out that it was actually still in place. And she was, I don't know whether she's with someone and she's like, I want to get fucking married and have a baby. And as part of this thing,
I mean, it's like something you'd hear from fucking North Korea. As part of this thing, she is not allowed to have more kids or take out that fucking, what is it? IED? IUD? What is it? What's the fucking one?
I have no idea.
Stops you getting pregnant. And she's not allowed to get it removed. Like, she's legally not allowed to get it removed because of this fucking thing that's in place. And you're like, this is a horror movie?
Pop star?
I mean, it's literally like, if I feel like America, if they knew someone, if they were doing that to women in a different country, they'd be like, Biden would be like, I think now is time to swoop in and kill them all. This is no way to let humans live. And now Britney Spears is like, fucking, hey, can I make some choices of my own? They're like, shut up, Britney. Wise up. And even that documentary gave off vibes of like, you know, that she was just a prisoner in her own home, just making up dance moves.
Yeah.
Oops, I did it. Can I go to the shop, please? Like a child. Can I go to the shop? Here, you better be back in 10 minutes. You know, or we're chaining you to the fucking radiator again. That's brutal, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is so brutal. Because they basically, you know, she was in that place where she seemed like she was going nuts because she was being absolutely tormented. And then they're like, you're nuts. We're going to take your kids off you. And then, like, if you want to get them back, you have to just fucking, which, of course, anybody would. You know, you would fucking jump through fucking hoops of fire to see your kids again. So she's like, right, well, you have to agree to this. And she's like, yes, whatever. Can I just see my fucking children? So you would do anything. So, I mean, it sounds like a fucking nightmare. But yeah, free Britney.
Yep.
That's the name of the podcast. How long have we talked for? 38 minutes, man. This wasn't even supposed to be this long. I'm literally sliding about in the back of this seat here. If you get yourself over onto the patreon.com / Jenner Butter Podcast, we are going to drop some podcasts, basically. 6 extra ones.
Yep.
We've got the Nico Leonard from Pride and Pinion. We got another one with William O'Hall. We've got Aaron. We've got Shane, who's coming in Wednesday. Phil Taggart of Radio One fame, current Sirius FM fame. Chill the Beats. And we might well have our boy from the Guinness Guru, which is just the most strangely addictive thing to watch on the internet. Because I'm not even that big a Guinness fan. But when he's in an unknown town to him, he's like, oh, I'm in Belfast here, I don't know the bars. And people are suggesting where to get the good Guinness, and you have your own opinions on it, and you're like, fucking, what are you talking about? You wouldn't fucking drink anything out of there. And then you start to get really invested in it. And then you're like, oh my God, I wonder what the best pint in Armagh is. Even I do actually live quite close to Armagh.
Oh, yeah.
Been in a few times. Decent.
I was in it for a good month.
I know, you didn't even call into our house, you bastard. Did you eat any? I suppose you didn't see any of it late at night.
Domino's,
baby. They've got a place called Bagel Bean, and it is top shelf.
Oh, yes.
Did you go there?
Had a coffee out of there, yeah.
You didn't get a bagel?
No.
You see, I had one years ago, and everyone didn't shut up about it. They were like, oh, Bagel Bean. And I was like, it's just a fucking bagel. Like, it's not that much to write home about. And then years later, I went back, and it was like real. Do you know when you get a place and they just make a thing, and it's just what it's not far off what you'd make at home?
Yeah.
And then you get the one where, like, they've really stepped it up here. Grilled chicken, crispy bacon, cheese fucking all over. You know, it was like a proper, not like an old waxy fucking dog chew bagel that you get out of the shop, like a big fluffy,
yeah,
boy.
They're kind of hard to make. There's a process.
Boiling it.
Boiling it in like bicarb or something.
Some old shit, yeah. Letting it sit, fucking.
Bicarb, man.
Bicarb, dude. Dude, get the bicarb in. Let it eat its own ass. Fuck. I don't know why I thought of your man's thing in the brewery, which was just a big bell jar full of mold.
The beer?
It was mead or something?
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, what the fuck's in that? And he goes, mead? Well, that's just the way it looks. You know, it's got all the yeast and all. And I was like, bro, don't show me how the sausage is made. I'm going to fucking poke in my mouth.
Yeah. No thanks.
Absolutely disgusting. Beer's good though. Had a few of those, you know. They're a nightmare. Like that Merc Bros thing or whatever. Fucking, what is it, like 6.8%? I've done a lot of drinking. I'll probably drink tonight. Me and Maureen don't really have a, you know, like this is the day we met on. But we were going out for a while, and then she, you know, once again, she did the old blood oath chat, which is like, what are we? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? And I was like, we're fucking 25 ways up. But our unofficial, what's the word, anniversary is 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
So technically, that it's, we've been going out for, going steady for 10 years.
Boom.
Some going. Fair play there. We're hanging in there. It'll pay off someday, but so I dare say, even though I'm hanging out of my ass right now, I'm going to swing by and get some champagne, I think. You know, get the child to bed. We'll both stand there covered in porridge.
Yeah.
Stinking, sweating, sliding on bits of pasta that's mashed into the kitchen tiles, and have a champagne.
A magnum.
Yeah. We'll have an ice cream and a wine. Yeah, just fucking trying to open that. Here you go. Just slosh it all over the place. Now, how many videos are you going to see of those assholes trying to open a bottle of champagne with a knife?
Oh, aye, the saber.
Aye, that's what you're supposed to have. People are taking a fucking like pink IKEA knife and just, oh, I took my thumb off. Do you see the video with the girl? She was on the balcony and she went, dink, and just let go of it and it fell off the balcony.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine that's how you died. Because some dickhead was trying to like do something for Instagram and a bottle of, imagine it wasn't even that dear. A bottle of fucking Asda Prosecco hits you in the face. Hedish!
Death.
Oh, fuck that. Anyway, we're getting the fuck out of here. Short podcast. We're keeping them tight these days because we will do a bit of a dump come next week. What else is coming up? Doing a bit of stuff with Aaron and Aaron McCann, Robbie McShane tomorrow.
Oh,
we're sort of
YouTube.
Some show, yeah.
Nico,
we're sort of
video.
We're sort of, I don't know, it might be our first venture into trying to produce something for someone else.
Get in touch.
Yeah. Big budget, baby. Big budget. Bring the fucking...
What's your budget?
We've got...
times two.
We've got some stuff that we're going to be doing with some major drinks brands. Give me that bank.
Tesco Prosecco,
my new rap name. we might be branching out into some bigger, better stuff. But also, we need to get another fucking vlog on the go.
Yes.
I feel. Let's get down to fucking our glass and go fishing.
Yes.
Right, we're getting out of here. It's 4:10. The big man has to go to Marks and Spencer's, and that's the most 34-year-old thing I've ever said in my life. Cheers for listening. Get on the Patreon. We're going to have 6 new podcasts very soon. Thank you. Goodbye. Cheers for everyone who's come out to the gigs recently. And free Britney Spears. Thank you. Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.